And good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Thursday, July 2nd, 2015. I'm Emily Kwong, seated across from Mayor Mim McConnell and City Administrator Mark Gorman. How are you doing this morning?
Great. Good morning, Emily.
Excellent. Good morning.
Good morning. We are about to talk about something very important and somewhat unprecedented in Sitka, but it's in part because of the time we're in as a city and as a borough. So you received a direct discussion action from the assembly to create a citizens task force on city services, revenues, and fees. What is this task force for? Why is it necessary at this point for Sitka?
Well, state and federal support are declining. Costs of providing city services are increasing, and our infrastructure is aging and even at times failing. So what do we do about that? That's what we're trying to address, is to get at that answer for the assembly. And we're going to the public to help get that answer for us. We want to get public involvement, both in looking at the problem, getting the facts, and helping all of us find the solution.
We've just gone through a very, very tough budget process for the 2016 budget, which started yesterday. Excuse me. We had to come up with $2 million of additional revenue, a million of that to go to the school district, and a million to support general fund operations. I think the assembly did a terrific job in balancing the budget this year, but we have additional pressures that we know are coming in the 2017 budget.
What are some of those pressures that you anticipate are coming down the
pipe? Well, as we all know, the state is in financial crisis. We get about $1 million in revenue sharing from the state, half of which goes to the school district. We've been told that that will be half next year and disappear within 3 years. So we have to look at that. We know the cost of services are increasing in Sitka. We haven't for years funded our road maintenance, which is about $3 million a year. So we have tremendous budgetary pressures on the city and borough at this point in time, which will only increase with declining state and federal support.
Okay. So it sounds like even though we just passed a balanced budget that managed to increase funding for the school district and the hospital, there's still work to be done, in part because of things that are about to happen and are still happening.
Yeah, and unfunded requirements of the city and borough of Sitka.
Okay. What questions are you hoping this task force will address?
Well, I'm hoping that they will look at what our core services are. What is it that we want as a community? What's basic? And it may be different for different people, so I'm hoping that they'll get at that issue. And I mean, I think I know, but what do you think the core services should be? So we want that to be addressed. We would need to know, you know, once those are addressed, then, okay, so what is the minimal amount of funding that's going to be required to keep all those going? And I don't want to look at just next year. I want to look at a sustainable future for the municipality. How much is going to be needed? How can we get there? I want to know, I want people to, on that committee, to be looking at what it costs to live here and what can people bear. What is it that is reasonable to expect? And I want people to give feedback about that.
In fact, in the document that was published, you say, when outlining the problem, there's a growing concern that Sitka will become a community only affordable to those in the upper income tiers. Further, there is a low citizen tolerance for a reduction in city services as a way to balance budgets within our current revenue streams. And I'm wondering, you know, for most cities of 9,000 don't assume all the responsibilities that our city does. We have our own hydro dam, an electric utility, operate an airport, run a pretty extensive harbor system. So how much of that, I'm curious, can be, and you're in the early stages, of course, in making these decisions, but can be privatized or cut? And how much of that should we support as a city? Do you know the answers to those questions yet? Or
Mark, we're certainly more looking at that, where the private sector can take over from city government. I agree with many that private sector probably is more efficient in delivering these services. We had a consultant in Municipal Solutions who looked at all our services for an efficiency study, and they came away kind of gasping at the magnitude of what we do for a community of 9,000, and they compared it to a city of 100,000 in terms of the scope of our services and ability to a requirement to maintain them. When you look at our potential for revenue or balancing budgets, I equate it to a three-legged stool. We can grow the economy, we can ask the citizens to give more revenues and taxes, or we can shrink the services that we provide. In actuality, City Hall and the Assembly really can fundamentally impact only two legs of the stool. We have a limited ability to really grow the economy. We can support that, but we're not going to be able to stimulate the economy to the extent that we need to grow government or support government. I don't want to say grow, just maintain government. And so I think the task force really is charged with looking at what is City Hall providing and how do we continue the support of those services if they deem them to be core.
Okay. So firstly, with this task force, just a few questions about it. It's a 6-month commitment, mm-hmm. 7 members. And who can participate in it? Can it be just anyone?
Yeah, we're specifically looking for people that have a experience and or education, understanding of taxation, finance, and small community economics. But certainly put your name in the hat if you think you could contribute. If you think you can contribute good information right. to this, you know, definitely put your name in. And you can do that through the city office. The city clerk number is 747-1811.
747-1811. Yep. Those of you who are scrambling for a pen. On the third floor of City Hall.
Yes.
Is how you can apply for this.
Yeah, it's also online. The application's online at the city website, cityofsitka.com.
Okay. And you don't need references
no.
or anything. You can just fill it out yourself.
It's the usual commission application.
Okay.
I think this is going to be a critically important task force. It will potentially chart how we go as a community for the next decade in terms of recommendations to the Assembly. And I believe the Assembly is going to take these recommendations very, very seriously. And part of the task of the task force will be to engage in a meaningful way the community in the dialogue of how we go forward in a sustainable way for Sitka.
Wow. So the folks, this is a 6-month period. You were comparing it to some other task force that go on for longer. Why make it only 6 months?
Well, you know, what we hear from people is they're busy. And we want this to be highly focused for a short duration, really put the energy in. We need to know this information sooner rather than later. And so it's a finite product that we're looking for that is, and we need it soon. So I don't want this to just drag on and on. We need this.
It will inform the 2017 budget process, which starts after the first of the year. I think our citizens have been pretty fatigued by the budget process this year in terms of all the ordinances, the revenue-generating ordinances that have gone before the Assembly. I think we're stepping back a little from those to ask this task force to take a look at it. I think one of the things that the Assembly is asking the task force to look at, will be asking the task force to look at, is how do we equitably generate revenue in this community? Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a critical focal point.
Very important.
Right. In fact, speaking of fatigue, this argument that I've heard play out in assembly meetings is that Sitka is expensive, and yet certain factors, sales tax, property tax, utilities are lower than the average in, mm-hmm. or the average of some cities in the United States. Mm-hmm. So really the reason Sitka is expensive and becoming difficult for people of certain economic sectors to pay is because of things like housing, food,
transportation.
Right. Yeah. So I'm wondering, what's your take on that? This, I've heard people describe it like a perfect storm mm-hmm. of variables mm-hmm. that create a livelihood that just people can't afford.
Right.
Do you see that as the third leg of the stool? It's something that really the city can't do something about, or is it something the city can do something about? I know that's a big question, but
Well, some of those things we have limited control over. So we can only do things that we can have some control over. So, you know, the level of taxation, level of fees that are paid, services that are provided, you know, that much we can have some control over. We can lobby for changes in other areas. We have to kind of stay focused on what the things that we can do to fix. But yeah, it is a perfect storm. Our world has become very expensive, and revenue coming into the city from federal and state governments is shrinking, not growing, and I don't see it getting any better anytime soon. So it's just everyone's getting hit hard from all different sides, and it's, you know, we're hoping to make things more equitable and find some solutions that everyone can live with, find some common ground and move forward.
So that's the focus of this task force. Mm-hmm. Last question. Will there be opportunities for people not on the task force to weigh in or to feed the task force ideas?
This will be a public process. Okay. All meetings will be noticed in the paper and the radio. And in fact, we will be encouraging public participation. And we plan to have a couple public meetings with the task force.
Great. Okay. And last thing to bullet and underline in your mind is that the deadline to apply for this is next Wednesday. That's correct? Loosely deadline?
If we have the number of applicants to present to the assembly, they will go before the assembly at the July 14th meeting.
July 14th meeting.
So we'd like to get, as of this morning when I came over, we had two applications in hand.
Okay.
It's a 7-member task force, so we'd like to see some additional applicants.
Mayor Min McConnell and City Administrator Mark Gorman, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having us.